Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome in to the Swolecast. Some of your lineups are dead. If you're like my home league, you've got drama surrounding the trade deadline and you just want to focus on this upcoming week's slate. And we have you covered. There are some gross plays this week, and I'd like to ask the guys about them and what gross plays they want to play. Speaking of gross, Davis looking really, that mustache is looking really nice. So we'll get into that. We'll get into the plays. And we'll get into your questions that you have. It's the Swolecast here at RotoGrinders.com.
Can you see the static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
All right, welcome in. David Kitchen here alongside Dan Gass from Mr. Total 5, Davis Matic, and Mr. Pete Overzet. I know everyone's question that they have is like DeVito and cash, and we'll answer that later. We will give the answer later. I want to start off really, Davis, this mustache that you've got going on, what's the plan here? What's the play?
Just vibes, you know. I started rocking it like a couple months ago. Maybe like 2 months ago, and we're playing it as it lies, Dave. It's a good look. I'm 31 years old, and it's time to, like, you know, as you age into your 30s, you got to have a thing. And I'm wondering if the mustache might be my thing.
What is your partner like mustache November? About it?
Yeah.
No. I mean, she doesn't care, dude. So the thing is my beard just doesn't beard, right? Like, you see how Tuttle's is full and there's some body to it.
You're muted.
Tuttle, man. You're on mute, bud. The issue is that my beard doesn't get thick like that. It remains very, it just looks like longer hair on my face. It's not really the best. So I need kind of give it up on the beard.
What I was saying. Mine doesn't fill in.
Yeah.
And this is good. And for me, I have to position myself directly in front of a succulent to actually get more lift on my head of hair. That's the visual trick I'm doing over here these days.
Yeah. I've got like this softball player, like the men's adult softball player facial hair. Like, I could grow a nice little, like, right here. Kind of like Tuttle.
You look like you play like college baseball is kind of like the vibe of that of your facial hair, I would say.
Yeah, that that is spot on, Peter. That is 10 out of 10. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we got to get to the slate, but before we do that, Tuttle, people just clamoring for your picks for today. As far as your college football picks, you gave out a winner last week. Start the show.
They already missed
off.
It. They already missed
took it off the board.
Yeah.
What was it?
Wow.
Second string RB for Bowling Green.
Over Bowling Green State University, lads.
Yeah, over 23 and a half yards. It's already off the board. It was a bad line.
Yeah.
Basically, the RB1 left late last game, was seen on crutches after, wasn't putting any weight on his ankle. And they had lines for both the RB1 and RB2. And so, yeah, RB2 was the hammer, Teron Keith, over 23 and a half rushing. But that's
well, Tuttle, you know what they say. If there's not really a good play on the board, you can just sit out. You know, you don't have to play.
You just sit it out. You don't have to play. Shout out to Spike Week. Eric Beimfor for going 5-0 on props. You can get those at the props and pick 'em package on Rotor Grinders. Eric grinds best ball in college sports, especially college basketball. Like
it's a good life.
Yeah, imagine like being in high school, college, and just thinking that's what I'm gonna do. Best ball contest and college props, player props. Real quick, though, I know we don't talk about home leagues, but I want to know, do you guys ever have drama so bad in your home league? Like drama that threatens friendships? Because we have it probably once every 2 years, and it's right around the trade deadline for fantasy football.
What happened?
Never that threatens friendships, but yeah, there are arguments. People get upset.
Basically, one bad trade led to a series of other bad trades and people giving the siege, what's the point, you know, and names being called, you know, wounds, stuff not even fantasy related being brought up. And so I just want people to know that's the beauty of Daily Fantasy, is that it's a forward thinking show. And honestly, the beauty of best ball, that there are no trades. And you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about shipping guys off for keepers next year and punting and fire sailing and everything else that comes with it.
Was this the league that you could bang a dude's wife for half a year or something like that?
No. What was the trade? It was like some was bad trade.
Tony Pollard. It was Tony Pollard for CMC.
For CMC like, in exchange for getting cucked. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, all right, Dave. We got two guys with hard outs. Yeah. Let's try and have a good show, bud. Come on. Get it on.
Yeah, I got 30 minutes left here on this one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into Overzet's overview then.
All right. Got that dog in a butt. Overzet overview. Come on.
All right, here's the bad news from week 9 with our Swolecast lineup. It scored 112 points. We played the one Texans wide receiver who didn't go off, Nico Collins, and we took negative 1 point from a 25% owned defense. That's the bad news. Here's the good news, guys. We still beat Clay Matthews' team in this contest by 12 points. And out of respect for Clay, I will not make fun of his lineup. But I do want to mention his three running backs were Devin Singletary, Bijan Robinson, and wait for it, Darrell Henderson. And by the way, Darrell Henderson was 10% owned in the 5K challenge DoorDash in Clay Matthews Sunday football series. What the fuck? Where was this Clay Matthews? You know, was he touting Darrell Henderson all week? I am flabbergasted by that Darrell Henderson ownership. I did have a good week though. In week 9, had two teams finish in the top 10 of Battle Royale. And yet I still haven't gotten a call from the VP of VIP at Underdog Fantasy, Cam McMillan. Might be time to take one of your top dogs out on a golf trip, Cam.
He's too busy golfing with the real winners.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, buddy, if you want me to keep it in the ecosystem, Might be time to hit your boy up. In AFC South news, we said it all summer long, guys. We were drafting best ball teams. It was the most talked about thing all year. The big dog, CJ Stroud, gets the Tennessee Titans twice in the fantasy playoffs. So if you drafted CJ Stroud, you are going to be looking pretty with those
The Henry drafters are backdooring their way into an insane advance rate because they have CJ Stroud and Nico Collins and Tank Dell. They're rich. And he's the only good second round pick. Derrick Henry, the only good second round pick. You're smashing.
This has always been the best case for week 17 correlation is natural diversification that you wouldn't have otherwise have gotten on. So shout out to all the CJ Stroud drafters. Bitcoin is up almost $10,000 in the last month, which means Davis can add the hashtag back to his Twitter bio. Congratulations, Twitter. Davis,
It's never been out of there. Bitcoin forever.
How about this, Davis? You take a photo with the mustache, although that would mean having to get rid of my photo. Or how about this? Put laser eyes on my photo on your Twitter. You need to do it.
Laser eyes Twitter is too stupid. They're all idiots.
So Tuttle hasn't had any Twitter activity since November 4th. I know this because I normally go through the feed looking for fodder for Overzet's overview. But back to the college football thing, it is hilarious and perfectly Swolecast, though, that the most actionable thing on this NFL DFS show is whatever random ass college football prop Tuttle is giving out. That's the best use case for this show in 2023, which is incredible. For week 11, we actually have a very nice slate, 4 games with a total over 45. Thank you, Joe Biden, for restoring our football economy. We got to get to work here, though, Dave. We got a couple tight outs, hard outs. Back to you.
You say tight outs?
Tight outs.
We also have, I don't know. Someone asked where I don't know.
I don't know how you were able to do that on the shift gas.
Yeah, I don't know either.
There it is. Okay. He still got it.
Amazing.
Let's talk about quarterback. We got Kyler coming back this week.
Yeah, I think he's going to be pretty popular. I think he is going to be pretty popular at his price tag, $5,900. He is the same price as Sam Howell. And really the only question you could have is he going to run at all, you know, coming off of this ACL situation? But, you know, we do not have Mahomes on this slate. We don't have Hurts on this slate. We don't have Tua on this slate. Really the only elite fantasy quarterback we have on this slate is Gus Edwards' backup, Lamar Jackson. I mean, these freaking Gus Edwards 3-yard touchdowns are like causing me to lose my mind. They're absolutely horrendous. I sort of would break it down like this. I mean, there's absolutely no stopping the slappies from Joe Burrow and CJ Stroud this week. They are going to be like crabs fighting to get into the pot to be boiled alive. People are going to be just crawling over themselves to play their super unique CJ Stroud, T. Higgins, Tank Dell team. You know, like no one's thought of playing those permutations of players together. So actually similar to last week where we did talk about Stroud. So there was some actionable stuff on this program. I think very similar. If you've got a lean, you really like the Lions Chargers game. You think that the Jaguars can score points against the 49ers, you know, Debo, long touchdown speeds that game up, whatever. I think if you like those angles, you think they're in the same vicinity as Cincinnati, Houston, I think you're going to get really good combinatorial ownership on all of those spots.
I will say it's different. Like last week we saw Yuta's lineup ship with a mega onslaught triple stack and a bring back. I mean, that works so well on really gross slates, right? Where no other game goes off and you just hit the game. Like this week, there's 4 games that legitimately I think have some pretty nice upside. So I don't know if it's like a triple stack with a bring back week and in bigger stuff, where you might have to hit some of the more best piece from the Jags Niners game, best piece from the Lions Chargers game. So it'll be interesting to see how that shapes out. But yeah, swerving the Texans Bengals stuff, Davis, that was one of my immediate things, other than Joe Mixon, who actually looks like a way to just like crater that game.
Joe Mixon in the Pollard bucket for me, dude. You can't make him click him.
Yeah, if people didn't want to click Rashad White, who's basically the exact same talent as Joe Mixon and just shredded the Texans.
I know. Johnny, who is the guy who challenged me to a head-to-head? Johnny Footballs.
Yeah, how'd that
he
go?
He played Rashad White against me instead of Devin Singletary.
In cash?
He hoisted himself with his own petard. His team was too good after the noon games, so I had to swap versus him. So I swapped to Dak and CeeDee instead of Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown against him. His team was too good, so I had to swap against him and ended up beating him in the end.
What does that say about you, Davis, as a cash game player, that your initial lineups are so bad, but you're also the swap king who is actually winning? I can't. That's breaking my brain.
I think it's become a tunnel vision thing where I head into every slate just too deep in the swap matrix that like it causes me to play poorly a little bit. Shout out to everyone who sent a game, though. Please keep them coming. I know that I sent you all packing last week, but I will always give you a chance to win your money back. I like the action, so please, Davis Matic, MATTEK on DraftKings.com.
Be your name for people.
I played Dalton Schultz last week. It didn't matter who else I played because Schultz was 4% owned in cash, and he just won it all for me. Speaking of tight ends, we'll get to those later, but yes, Irv Smith Jr. and Drew Sample scored a touchdown on the Sunday night Island game. So congrats to all the Swolecast listeners that, you know.
DK in the chat said he took my $10 because he played Schultz in cash last week. So
there you go.
Good for you, bud. Let's do this. Before we build a DK lineup, you got it. You get one entry in the spy. This is the quarterback you have to choose. Tuttle, you have one quarterback stack to choose in the $100 single entry on DraftKings.
Let me go last.
Pete, you go first.
Geno Smith.
Geno? I love it. Dave?
Geno's going to be the chalk, right?
Is he?
No.
Against Washington?
No. No. The chalk is Burrow and Stroud, probably followed by Lamar and Herbert, maybe, is kind of what I'd be
say
thinking.
Geno's in the top three owned quarterbacks.
I'll tell you this, just right now, like in underdog drafts, they have like the same salary. People are taking Sam Howell ahead of Geno Smith. So I would be pretty surprised if Geno is more popular than even Sam Howell at the same salary.
Will Levis is only 5,300.
Yep. All right. Well, okay. So, I will actually say, I'll say Dak Prescott because they can't score a rushing touchdown. They're like the worst rushing team in the NFL. So he'll just get his 303 in the first half. Like literally what would be stopping him? And by the way, the slappies, of which I am not included. I'm done being a Pollard slappy. The slappies are going to play Tony Pollard.
That's a buy signal right there. Once Davis is off Pollard, this is the week.
I've been out. I comped him to Josh Jacobs a month ago. Like it is like, and sure, maybe he grinds out his 19.
That's unfair to Josh Jacobs. It's unfair. Has been scoring fantasy points.
It's unfair to Joe Mixon too. How about this one? Devin Achane has played in four games this season. He's got six fewer fantasy points than Tony Pollard. How about that? How fun is that? So fun. I love it.
My flag plant will be Brock Purdy this week, coming off the bye against Jacksonville.
I like that.
So actually, that is a good flag plant, Dave. Got no problem with that.
Tuttle, you going 4,900? Kenny Pickett?
No, let's just go Lamar. Let's just go.
It's pretty good, I think.
Let's just go with a good quarterback. I don't know.
Who's more owned this week, okay. Gus Edwards or Lamar Jackson? That's a good one. That's a good question.
It's probably Gus.
It's probably right? Gus. Yeah.
I haven't looked too closely at the RB situation, but man.
People are scared of the Browns defense. I do think they were, even though Lamar and Andrews torched these guys last time too. But people give the Browns defense a lot of respect for some reason.
Yeah. All right, okay. Let's build a DK lineup.
Yeah. Also, Josh Dobbs, 5,500. Yeah, go ahead, Tuttle.
I need the hand in the dirt stake here. Is this Chargers offense just like really bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, Herbert found out a little bit. Kellen found out a little bit, I think. But this will be the type of game that it doesn't even matter. I think that if you know, we see the Lions get in these games at home where it just like does, they could be playing the Colorado School of Mines and they might get into a boat race with them. Like if just a couple things happen,
I'm just not convinced they can keep up. I get it offensively anymore.
I think coming off these Jets games, like Jets defense is legit. Like against any team they've faced pretty much this year, opposing quarterbacks have done nothing against them. So I'm going to give them the pass. I'm actually going to say Justin Herbert's a fairly decent play this week because no one's going to play him.
Well, I mean, that's the thesis, right? Like if, and that's why I asked the question, if you think they're not dust, I don't know. I think you'll see people flock there just because it's a high total game. So I think it'll grab ownership from that, but I think their offense is just bad.
Yeah.
Quinn Johnson's terrible. Eckler's getting like 2 yards per carry or whatever. Like he'll fall into the
end. Kellen Moore exposed, dude. Kellen Moore exposed.
Yeah. So like, it stands out as a place to like you maybe want to try to take some stabs, but I don't know.
He almost had 300 yards passing and 3 touchdowns against Chicago. Wasn't there a special teams touchdown as well for the Chargers?
Yeah,
game script. Like, I just don't think we can judge based off that Sunday night game.
What you do is you just treat the Chargers like you do like the Browns, right? Where you could play Jerome Ford and Amari Cooper. You just don't mess with the quarterback or whatever. You just play Eckler or Keenan and you move on.
Yeah.
That's probably a fair point. Like, it would be different if Herbert was in the low sixes, mid sixes, but 7,700 makes it
really expensive. Joe Burrow, though, is back. Burrow's good. Burrow, Geno, and Dak probably going to be the chalk.
The thing about the Burrow, I just saw, Jamar Chase is not practicing today, still sore today, will be limited if he practices at all. Like, I feel like that's going a little bit under discussed too with all of the Burrow excitement as well. I mean, are you jamming in expensive chalk Joe Burrow with a limited or potentially no Jamar Chase? That doesn't seem good to me.
I'm so tilted. I had a $2,500 underdog slip 4 or 5, and I needed 15.5 points from Chase, and he dropped that long touchdown. I was like 10 out of 10 tilting.
He did not drop it.
I was asleep.
We had this conversation before. People with told Davis me he dropped it.
Like. Yeah, Davis thinks as the ball is a very target, high standards. It's a drop.
Yeah. Very strict.
David just also has an underdog influencer. Please don't call them slips. That connotes gambling. They are underdog pick'em entries. It is a fantasy game. Now on to building the lineup.
Is it over under there or less and more?
Higher and lower.
Higher and lower. Less and more is
I need it higher than 15.5 fantasy points.
All right. Let's build a team. Tuttle, since you have the first heart out, we'll go with you.
I'll just do the Lamar take.
No. Okay.
Who do you want to stack him with?
It's got to be Andrews. We don't necessarily
It's got to be Andrews. I agree with that take.
It's got to be Andrews, like I said.
All right, beautiful. Lamar and Andrews. Dave, do you want to pick a Titan?
I need to see. We got to go cheap. We got to go a little bit gross with some of these guys now, because this is definitely going to be a different type of lineup.
All right, I'll make my pick then, since you're waffling. I'll take $4,100 Jackson Smith and Jigba. He's just a part of the offense now. Want to
buy out on our week 17 Leody projection bet?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could buy out. Well, except the thing is that it's going to keep being projected this way. He's 4,100. He doesn't move in salary. All right, Dave, you just had 30
seconds. I'll take Deontay Johnson.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, that is a good pick.
Aren't you scared?
It's looking like the Green Bay doesn't have anyone to be scared of. No way.
What?
Who's the Green Bay corner?
Jair Alexander?
You know what? Fantasy football has really evolved because now instead of dipshit wide receiver cornerback stuff, people do the dipshit man versus zone stuff. That's like the new dipshitism on Twitter.
Ask anyone who showed up to the best ball finals with Justin Jefferson last year if Green Bay has a good corner.
Did he get shut down? Is that why? Is that why he did bad?
One point. Yeah.
Didn't Jair, the Vikings baby. Like not really need to play in that game though? Am I tripping? They had nothing to play for, right? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right.
Peter. Whose turn is it? All right. Davis hated this take, but I don't care. This is like a two. This is Mixon's one blow up game of the year, and it's coming here, and we're going to crater some Joe Burrow chalk with
Mixon. No, I do not. I do not hate this in any way. This is, I mean, Joe Mixon at $6,200 against Houston is a better play than Tony Pollard at $7,300 against the Giants. Yeah. No doubt.
Okay. Tuttle.
Oh,
running back, yay. Receiver, flex, and a defense.
We're back to me. Let's go with
Bowling right. Green's backup no. running back.
Yeah. This is tough. It's tough sledding out here, guys. Yeah,
running back's pretty.
I think it's going to be a two tight end build.
I'm going. We need to save a little salary here, and we're going to game stack it with Dave's favorite. Gentlemen,
I was gonna say Cleveland Brown is incoming.
Yep, Elijah Moore.
Ooh, 3,600. Whoa, wow.
Dave, just take me through your emotions watching Deshaun Watson throw a pass off the ass of his own offensive lineman that turned into an Amari Cooper touchdown. Like, what was your roller coaster of emotions?
We're back, baby.
Play? Yeah,
yeah. I mean. I don't even know the best ball winnings keep on going down. I think part of it's just related to these landmines at quarterback, but
would you say you maybe lived a little too much in your drafts?
No, I should have lived more because if you went by like the ADP and everything else, like you're just like David said, second round, it's just a graveyard.
All right, I'm taking. I'll do it. Everyone, get your tomatoes ready. Get your boo birds ready. I'll take Bijan. I'll do it.
Oh, Bijan over Pollard, huh?
Davis, can I book you up fantasy points? Bijan, I'll take Tony Pollard. You take Bijan this week.
That's a no win bet. That's totally no win. Absolutely not. Because at this point, I am rooting against myself. Like, if Tony Pollard randomly had a 26-point game, my winnings and all the daily fantasy or all the best ball stuff would go up so much. But I'm just writing those off as zeros at this point.
I was going to have us do the Cardinals defense, but now we're not going to do that against Bijan.
No. I mean, maybe we can. Bijan, because clearly the thing is that Bijan is only... He's only trusted to create space. You know, he's like Nyheim Hines on the Falcons.
If we do Cardinals defense, that does leave 7,300, which happens to be the exact salary of one Mr. Tony Pollard.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Lock it in.
There we go.
The Bijan Pollard line. Oh, yeah, that's God.
This lineup is so gross, but in a vaguely interesting way. One thing's for certain. Mr. Clay Matthews will not beat this lineup.
God.
He's gonna show up with Justin.
This is Hill, I'm calling it now. This is it's such a gross lineup. It's gonna win something.
I like it.
It's not the worst lineup we've ever made, but definitely it's not even close to the top five of the best.
No.
Okay. Let's get on to running back this week. If JJ keeps telling me that Bijan and Tony Pollard are buy lows, I'm going to
Bijan's not even, I don't even really think Bijan's a buy low anymore. Bijan is now in the realm of he only gets there when he scores a long touchdown. So it's like ETN from last year where he's clearly not getting the goal. Or James Cook. That's a really good comp. Bijan is James Cook with a worse quarterback and a worse offense. It's just the efficiency is still good. I mean, Bijan is still clearly a very good player. You just know you're getting about 18 touches per game. None of them are going to come inside the 5-yard line. So his touches, you know, $6,000 is an appropriate price for the role that he is in.
I will say this. If there's a week for Pollard, it's this week.
Well, yeah, everyone says that, which is why despite the fact that he has not scored a fantasy point since I stepped on my own joke. Damn it. I had it there and it just, I couldn't quite get there. Yeah. I mean, this is the clear issue though, is they call a play for him every time it's goal to go. Like every single series, he gets a, whether it be a screen pass, whether it be just a straight up rush, and he never converts it because he's got no juice. But against the Giants, it might not matter.
It will not matter. Giants offense is going to be so bad.
Let me ask Tuttle just a real quick. This is just a pure spread thing. Do you think it's crazy that the Atlanta Falcons are 1.5-point road favorites over Kyler Murray?
Taylor Two Heineke, words. You don't
Taylor Heineke.
All Taylor the Heineke. So the film.
He's actually pushing the ball play, further. He's pushing the ball further down the field.
So if
this
I
offense
put,
looks better with
if I can put my film hat on, the film bros said he was awful. All the film bros said he was worse than Ritter. Said he was like horrible in that game.
This is the game that finally gets Arthur Smith fired. Kyler comes back. They boat race the Falcons. Arthur Smith goes back to the FedEx assembly line.
Arthur Smith is never getting fired, dude. His daddy's coming in. His daddy's saying, "Look, what is it going to take? You're a loser franchise anyway. You're destined to be losers. What does it matter if my boy gets to coach? Let him coach until he gets bored."
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What if all Marquise Brown needed was Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
I mean, people are saying many people, more and more people are saying this all the time.
What if that's all he needed?
All right.
Other running backs. Najee Harris is 4,900.
I don't care. No one cares. Najee Harris is unplayable at 4,000. He's Devin Singletary on a terrible team. Now, Kamara, very interesting. Out carried by Taysom Hill last week. They are just giving Taysom the ball in goal-to-go situations every time now. But this Minnesota, so it's a dome game.
Jamal Williams is a problem, too.
Williams is a problem, too.
And he's going to have negative game script big time.
I don't think he has to have negative game script.
This is when he gets most of his targets, is when they're down at 2 touchdowns, and they just get check down Charlie.
Why are you so sure of a negative game script against the Josh Dobbs
storyline that is happening on the NFL network like every second of every day was like literally invented for people like Dave. Like Dave is like ready to get a Josh Dobbs
the
tattoo.
Saints are 2.5-point favorites and Kitchens like they're gonna be such a good story
like no Dave. I'm saying I'm not playing Kamara this week because they're favorites.
Oh, because
I don't
not.
Think
all right
I don't think he's gonna have the game script.
How much did Dave chuckle when he saw the NASA tweet calling Dobbs an astronaut?
Astronaut. It's just an egregious pun.
Right up Dave's alley.
Dave is like,
hey, Dave, come look at this show.
I know Dave. I know Dave spent his entire Monday morning reading like Good Morning America stories about Josh Dobbs.
How can you not?
He posted a screenshot for them. He didn't know his teammates' names.
He didn't know Stephen's name in the huddle.
I thought, okay, if I can say
I was on the edge of my seat.
No. The one I have never rooted for a quarterback more because I wanted to watch Arthur Smith eat that shit. Like, I felt really good to do that. But the one thing I thought was the wildest was that they had to practice the cadence while Jaren Hall was getting evaluated for a concussion like 10 feet away. I thought that was like, football is such a bizarre sport for Jaren Hall to be fighting for his life. And they're just like practicing how this dude's voice sounds.
And receivers are having to confirm their routes in the huddle.
Sure.
It's just, all right. It was wild.
We got 10 minutes left to tuddle. We got to get back on track here. ETN.
I really like
Kenneth Walker.
Oh, gross. Madison in that game.
You just said Kenneth Walker's gross and then tell Alexander Madison.
Slappison is going to be
popular. Alexander Madison referenced in Joshua Dobbs' puff piece on Good Morning America. No. Surely he's a good
guy. Madison is the
Madison really
the last...
took him under his wing.
Dave.
Madison
Dave
is the last girl at the
Michael
bar.
Strait on Good Morning America?
She's the last girl. He's the last girl at the bar where they don't have any other choice, right? Like, they've tried
But we
other
as DFS players do
we
have
do
other
have
choices.
A choice.
5,500.
He's not. He's not
that or Rashad White.
For as much flack as he's getting, he's not. It's not that.
Let me toss out one more name.
He said
the cash slappies are showing up with Alexander Madison on Sunday morning. I'll go ahead and predict that right now.
Yeah. Aaron Jones, massive workload last week. Whoa. Now gets Pittsburgh here, 6,500. Pretty fair price tag. I think he's definitely in the conversation.
I like that. I think that's fine. I'm gonna flag plant Kenny Walker. I think that in a positive game script, I'm not worried about Sharps siphoning off a bunch of the work. And he hasn't hit a home run in a couple weeks. The home run is coming.
All right.
Should we move to wide receiver?
Yeah. Yes. Real quick, Christian McCaffrey. Anybody have any thoughts on him?
Awful play, shitty football player.
Yeah, every week he's 6% owned. The weeks where he gets 35, you win. The weeks where he gets 25, you lose. So whatever the Sims.
No, really. No need to discuss CMC when you can have Alexander Madison discourse.
Or Najee Harris.
Hey, Najee Harris.
I knew someone was going to see $4,900 on Najee and bring it up. I really thought it might be Tuttle just to get
and $4,900 picking like
year of his year, man.
I feel like DraftKings is they're messing with us trying to see how low this Pittsburgh offense can go before you start playing.
Piecing together Kitchens, Cashdell, what I have so far is Will Levis at quarterback and Najee and Alexander Madison at running back. Can't wait to see what
DeAndre Hopkins to pair.
You got to stack it.
Especially no Traylon. You might have some Chig in there with no Traylon as well. All right. Receivers. Tank Dell.
The whole slate is going to come down to, does Ja'Marr Chase play or not? And is T. Higgins a fraud or not? I've kind of always been on team T. Higgins is a fraud.
God, yeah.
Higgins. I mean, how many times have we been in these spots where T's 5,900, the projections love him, and he gets 8 targets for 2 receptions and 19 yards? Feels like that's been roughly half of his career.
How about this though, Davis? Can we acknowledge, because I remember in our group chat, you were passing along a Jay Glazer report that said T. Higgins is still hurt. He's going to be hurt for the next month. He's pure dust. Jay Glazer needs to take an L.
Well, I think he looked right until this last week, right? I mean, he
right, but was it the report like it's going to be a long time until he's healthy?
Do you know how much Toradol was flowing through his veins in that game, dude? Like, he probably.
Why are you defending Jay Glazer? Is what I'm trying to get at.
Jay
Glazer, throw him under the bus.
No, dude, Jay Glazer has been like one of the best sources we've ever had. Like, he comes on TV like 8 minutes before the slate and like just completely flips it on its head, and people aren't tweeting about it. It's the Jay Glazer stuff has been good for fantasy.
Yeah, well, I'm freezing cold taking his ass on T. Higgins. He's coming on strong ever since he mushed him on national television.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone have it in them to play QJ this week after watching that game against the Jets?
No.
No.
He's so bad.
Scale of 1 to 10, want how to Jover. Because that is
pretty Jover.
Yeah, you want that game.
Yeah, you want that game.
I'm still so tilted from him just from his college years. I can't. It's so.
Yeah. And it's just a continuation. Like, he never gets open. It's just you got to catch it. I mean, he's just shitty Mike Williams, right? It's like never gets open. Looks like he gets hurt every time he catches the ball.
He's in play, though, as much as we hate him. Yeah. I mean, he's running a route on pretty much every drop back. When it's like Jalen Guyton's wide receiver three.
Guyton gets more open than Johnson does.
Yeah.
I will throw out a bucket of players just to make our time efficient, but basically all of the Seahawks and Commanders. And on the Commander side, the one thing I'll be watching for is if Curtis Samuel is back this week or not. He didn't practice at all last week and missed the game with that toe injury. He'll be pretty sneaky if he does play, but otherwise you just got super condensed with Dotson. McLaurin's still too cheap for that game environment. Davis already put JSN in the lineup. Lockett's probably too cheap. All of these Seahawks Commanders guys look pretty good.
Yep, I'm with that. I continue to think last week Olave was the gold star play. He didn't really get there. He scored a touchdown, but I think he only had like 17.
Started off hot.
Yeah, I'm gonna call another explosion spot here.
Flop lag.
Olave. Not even flop lag, just like I actually think he'll probably be a little bit less owned this week than he was last week because that mid-tier wide receiver is a little bit more appealing. And then if we really want to get gross, what do the Texans do if Robert Woods is active this week? Do they put Noah Brown back on the bench after he's been so good? Because
wide receiver three?
Well, Woods or Brown, either one of them will be the lowest owned wide receiver in that game. So it's something to ponder, something to think about.
Projections don't really have Marquise Brown up there yet. You think he'll get some steam towards the end of the week?
I think so.
Yeah.
He's the easy. So if you think Kyler gets steam, then his pass catchers will get steam too.
Kyler and Marquise Brown are going to be like last week's Amari and Deshaun Watson, right? Where earlier in the week, we didn't know Deshaun Watson. By the end of the week, those guys were projecting so well, but it was just delayed enough that the like content hive mind steam didn't fully stick. So that's, I do think the Marquise and Kyler stuff will still probably end up being just a little sneaky, just with the news not, you know, happening right away.
Yeah. That's true. Dustin says need a kitchen take on the Titans passing all over the Bucks like the Texans did. I mean, listen, Will Levis again pushing the ball way down the field versus what Tannehill did. As long as there's one guy that's going to catch passes, maybe Chig, but it's going to be DeAndre Hopkins. So if he can get loose, sure. If not, you know, it's
kitchen. Do you know what you should do? You should roll out a mirrored lineup to what Utical won in the Millie last week. So you roll out a Will Levis triple stack, and then you bring it back with Rashad White, and just basically just try to replicate the Uta model, but with your Texans. I think that would be an incredible story.
So triple stack. So Chig and Kyle Phillips. Kyle Phillips.
Yes. You got to go Chig, DeAndre, and then you can pick your third.
Yeah.
Nick Westbrook, Akine, or Kyle Phillips.
Chig did get there that last drive after Traylon went down. So, okay.
Yeah, sure. Zero until garbage time.
Yeah. Oh.
It was not Chigvember.
Ship chasing stream, I told at halftime to go Chig over 8.5 yards. He did get there at the very last drive.
Good job.
All right. Let's, any hot takes as far as high price receivers before we move on, like CeeDee Lamb, 8,500 versus the Giants.
Yeah, what are you guys doing with CD? Because he's obviously been a total monster, but they just might not have to throw here at all.
It just feels like one of CD or Pollard's going to get there, and the optimal probability of Pollard getting there seems a lot lower than CD getting there. I mean, the other thing could happen is that this could straight up be like 33-0 at halftime, and like no one gets there. Honestly, like it could straight. This could be. This could be Alabama versus Rice. Like it could be. I mean, it could be one of the least competitive games of all time. Yeah,
I know we talk about like bring back sometimes not being optimal, but it seems like if you.
You don't need to bring back a giant. No, do not bring back a giant.
I'm saying Saquon, like in order for it to be.
You guys tried to get me to play Saquon last week. I wasn't having it. Yeah, I'm not having it.
He's the only guy.
4 points, baby.
One thing, Kitchen, I will tell you, like with messing with the Sims and stuff and the bring backs, like if you are doing it, it's normally always the super cheap bring back that shows up as opposed to like the really expensive one.
Jalen Hyatt, let's go.
Wandale scored last week, baby.
I know, love to see it.
Yeah, short game, okay.
Quietly, Amon-Ra putting up monster numbers as well.
Quietly, lately.
Not really that quiet. Let's do a FanDuel team, then get Tuttle out of here.
The Tuttle doesn't care about FanDuel.
Out.
None of us care about FanDuel. You're still making us do it.
No, the users care about FanDuel.
Yeah.
There's like one guy in the comments every week. He's like, this show is completely unwatchable until you do FanDuel. And then I get really hard.
Love the troll.
I don't even know if that's true, but it just seems like it because I don't know where else anyone is putting a request for us to do FanDuel.
Oh, we got to play.
Wasn't Tony Pollard like 6,600 on FanDuel last week and now he's somehow more expensive?
Super free. All right. We got to play Trevor Lawrence on FanDuel. We got to play Trevor Lawrence.
You don't have to.
I want to play Trevor Lawrence on FanDuel.
Against San Fran? No.
San Francisco's been bad against the pass.
San Francisco stinks, brother. The Consigliere is right. He's very right.
I'll allow it if we stack him up with Christian Kirk.
Sure. Yeah. Lawrence, Kirk, and Debo bring back.
It's a weird way to spell.
Is Zay Jones playing this week?
Yeah. Should be.
I actually just saw a tweet. I thought, what was it?
I don't know. Daigle said he was coming back, but maybe he's not. Oh,
it's like,
okay.
He's either coming back. Sounds like he's not. The IR.
Don't ever trust Daigle.
All right.
All right.
Whoa.
Tuttle looking at FanDuel prices for the first time.
I'm going with my hot take here. Gonna have to monitor some injuries. It's a bit of a injury situation. I think he's fine though. Christian Watson finally gets loose.
Wow. I was about to ask.
Christian Watson has stolen so much money. I've started him so many times in the FFPC this year. I don't think I've gotten a point from him.
Well, you're gonna get about 15 of them this week.
All right. 15.
So we've got Kirk and Watson. That means we got to go stud running backs. You wouldn't go
all right,
Christian
stud,
McCaffrey?
Tony Pollard, easy stud.
Let's go Christian McCaffrey.
Do not put Tony Pollard in there.
All right. Pete?
So we were playing we kind of did the Seattle passing game stuff in the other lineup. Let's go ahead and get Kenneth Walker in on this one.
Dude, Pete knows ball.
Well, you know, half point PPR. Kenneth Walker is a better play on FanDuel.
On FanDuel, Kenneth Walker is a better play.
Okay.
All right. We need a cheap tight end.
McBride.
Well, do we want to take him or do we want to take the other tight end in that game?
Johnny Smith.
No.
I don't know.
You know what? I was thinking about this too. When are we all going to just stop fighting it? Like, we should just play Tyler Allgeier and Johnny Smith and just be happy.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Those guys are only doing well relative to us tilting. They're not good. Well, Johnny is like tight end 11, but Allgeier is not a guy you want to start in fantasy.
David, this is where you take Chig.
All right. I'll let
Chig happen. Yeah, Chig is a good play here. All right. Do we need to save it wide receiver? Well, let's see. What do we have for defense?
We got to figure out defense first. Yeah.
Dallas.
Oh no.
Suit to the Cowboys and Brent.
Cowboys no. chalk.
How about
let's do the how about the
correlate Seahawks with Walker oh, sure. play the Howell yes. sack angle?
Let's do that. $4,500. All right. So we have for flex and wide receiver, we have $6,700 left per slot. You know, we'd like to play a running back in flex on FanDuel. I don't know if people have really figured that out. So some of the wide receivers we could play, we could double stack. We could take Ridley. We could play.
Bijan here.
Let's go
Mixon. Kind of like what Pete was saying about that's how we get our exposure. Get those three touchdowns. From
double Mixon lineups.
Wow. The Swolecast has really fallen a long way.
What does that leave us with?
This is going to leave us kind of ugly, I think.
We got a $5,700 wide receiver. Best option would be JSN, I think.
JSN. $5,600.
Yeah. All right. I mean, again, not our best. Not our best.
Okay. All right, Tuttle. You want to just reiterate your terrible take before you head out?
I guess it's going to be Christian Watson.
Wow. That is
it's either that or Elijah Moore. No.
Stick with Watson, bud.
All right, Elijah Moore it is.
Oh, you got bullied off your terrible take?
We'll go with it.
Elijah Moore. Even for Tuttle, those are pretty terrible. I mean, I guess I'm coming in on Bijan again, so what do I know about anything?
Tuttle, before you leave real quick, what are your thoughts on Carson Wentz signing with the Rams?
Darnell Mooney was my take last week. That one, it was 582.
He had 12, I think.
Yeah, 582. Yeah. Wasn't terrible. Why are we talking about Carson Wentz?
He's going to be the quarterback now for the Rams.
With Rams.
They just signed him.
I mean, good
saw
for
it
him.
In the news.
It was kind of weird that he wasn't getting like any interest.
Yeah.
Right? Was it just a money thing? People didn't want to pay?
I think it was a Carson Wentz thing.
When they can just, yeah.
Dude, he's a strong Christian man. You're not allowed to be that.
I think if you obviously. Don't, it's like the Giants playing DeVito. That's their white flag, right? That they just want to get a better draft pick for next year.
I mean, they are so
as much as I'd love to continue to talk about Carson Wentz, guys. I think I gotta.
Yeah,
he's gotta leave. He's gotta bail. Yeah. All right, let's do tight end. Peter, give us your diatribe on tight end this week.
Yeah. Oh, you know me. I get real angry every time I start thinking about tight end.
Well, last week, tight end decided the whole slate because every tight end smashed. Ferguson smashed. Schultz smashed. Like Njoku got 15 and was useless.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, one guy we didn't really talk about, we didn't talk a lot about the Lions, but I do think sure. Laporta just being a little out of sight, out of mind recently is going to keep him. Do you guys think he'll get steam in this game?
Yes.
Maybe a little bit, but Ingram is very close to him in projection. So is Ferguson, and they're both $1,000 less. I think if Kyler plays, people are jamming. I mean, they are going to be punching each other in the face like Black Friday shopping to get Trey McBride in their lineups.
Yeah. Trey McBride chalk doesn't necessarily feel good to me.
Remember last time we said that though? 2 weeks ago, I think, when he hit like 30 points, like he was chalked.
Yeah, he had the highest expected fantasy.
Yeah, that's true.
In any of any I mean, the thing is that Hockenson might be the guy you need this week. And I've never really been a TJ Hockenson. I was not a TJ Hockenson guy last week.
Yeah, 5K. Dobbs just peppered the tight end in Arizona. The other thing is, do you think people are going to chase kind of some of the heroes last week? Like Musgrave had a touchdown, 3.7K. Jonnu, 3.6. Cade Otton had the 2 TD game, 3.4K. Is anyone chasing that?
Musgrave, no, but people are chasing Ferguson and Schultz. Those will be the chase plays this week, where they're going to be more owned than they would be in a standard week where they're projected for 12 points. I think I'm going to play some naked Taysom Hill. I mean, he's their goal line back, dude. Like it's not even a bit anymore. Since week four, he's got the most points of any tight end in fantasy, more than Kelsey, more than Andrews, more than Kittle. Like it's not even a bit anymore. I mean, it never was a bit. It was always very serious, but it's like extra not a bit now.
I mean, it's the same thesis for like the best ball stuff, right? Where it's like he can hurt you, but if he's not popular and then that price tag isn't like that prohibitive at 5.1, and he can break the slate. I definitely don't mind it. He's probably like, Davis, if you use Taysom, would you use it just as a complete one-off? Just nothing else?
Oh yeah. No, you do not want him. You do not want him with Olave or Kamara or whoever. No, you want him. You want the people who took a stance on Olave to just be tilting their faces off. You know, you want Olave to be.
He cratered Kamara last week. I mean, the Kamara shock died at the hands of Taysom Hill.
I think he's got more carries inside the five since Kamara came back than Kamara, which is, I mean, it's crazy for a player who's tight end eligible.
Yeah.
We chasing box scores, but Dalton Schultz, 4,900, they get in a shootout. He had 11 targets last week. No one's going to play him.
He's going to be, why would you say no one's going to play him?
Because Hawkinson's right there for $100 more.
People are just building on that game, though. They just saw Utikau ship a milli with like 19 players from that game. Like,
there are legitimately a ton of good tight end plays this week that the ownership might just by necessity get pretty spread out.
That might be true.
Davis, Irv Smith with 4 targets the past 2 games.
I can't even
sitting there at 2,700.
You understand, Dave? That week I needed like a catch from Irv. I needed like a catch.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, if Ja'Marr Chase doesn't play this week, Davis will be playing Irv Smith in cash.
No, because last week he only ran a route on 49% of dropbacks. They're playing Tanner Hudson and Drew Sample. Like
Tanner Hudson did ball out. I remember now. First half, he balled out.
Tanner Hudson is Gronk in the preseason of the NFL. Like I bet Tanner Hudson is probably better at football than Irv Smith, honestly.
And again, a Chig is in play at only 3K without Traylon because they don't have anybody else. I mean, it's going to be, there's just not a lot of options there. Like Westbrook Akine and
Is Traylon all right? Is he going to be on the IR? Like, what's the deal with him?
I don't know. That was looked like just a routine. At first, I thought like his pride got hurt because he didn't haul it in, and then like to bring out the stretcher and stuff. Like it was the ambulance. I don't know. Like that stuff is scary when it doesn't look bad.
Yeah,
but it is.
Good. You gonna see him at church?
I don't know. I don't think the Traylon Burke flag plant is going to go like I thought it was going to go. But Hopkins.
Too bad Hopkins you didn't. Could too be bad the guy that you need. Plant, too bad you didn't flag plant Jerome Ford. You might have had yourself little round 18 league winner, bud.
I do have plenty of Jerome Ford actually.
Anytime.
And I have plenty of
When you take Deshaun Watson, how many of those do you have away from Deshaun Watson?
Right.
I don't know.
Check your combinatorials there, buddy.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, Hopkins is my second highest owned player. The only bad part is that Tannehill is the first highest owned player. So
when keeping it real goes wrong, when you lived a little bit.
Probably should have thrown in some Levis teams in there, but what are you gonna do? All right. Let's wrap this up because Pete, you got a hard out. Davis, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Tony Pollard has put my mind in a pretzel. I want to commit to the bit of hating him now, but seeing this spread and seeing this Cowboys team, whatever I end up deciding to do with Tony Pollard on Sunday morning, I'm going to make the wrong decision. If I jam him, he's getting 8 points. If I fade him, he's going full Gus Edwards and scoring 3 1-yard touchdowns. I don't know what to do.
The bad part about Pollard also for you is that you can't late swap off of him.
Yeah, I hate that.
Or, you can late swap, but you can't, you don't, you're not going to know what he's going to do to make late swaps. So you kind of,
well, I'm definitely, I guess I can't say definitely. I haven't read anything. I don't want to play him in cash. That feels thin.
Really? Take my head to heads in. All right. Pete,
someone, by the way, someone is not in multiple people did this, not in the thesis of the Swolecast. They just straight up played the ETR optimal versus me last week. That is not the thesis of what we're doing here. If I wanted to play the ETR optimal, I could go into the lobby and just start clicking people's names. That is not in the spirit of the Swolecast, Gilcast head-to-head activities.
It is funny when you on Sunday kind of look at all the lineups and you just say, okay, I just need to beat this one lineup and then I'll cash every one of my
and the train last lots. Week was terrible because it had Hawkinson and Thielen in it, like it was awful, but most weeks it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's decent, but you know that once you get ahead of that trade, even if you have a couple of snowflakes, you're golden. All right, Pete, final thoughts?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, even though the line isn't as good, just take the higher on that Bowling Green RB2. I mean, we just all want to sweat. Like, who really cares? Just bet it, man. Live a little.
That and the Christian Watson. Make sure people get pack your Christian Watson bags this week. I'll just say this: fantasy for me is fun. It's fun. It's all about having fun. Really. All the money that I make along the way is fine, but it's about having fun. And so if your trade deadline's coming up this Sunday, nothing is worth losing friendships over when it comes to fantasy football. So, hey, just hang in there and relax. Take a deep breath. Walk away if things get too serious. So that'll be it for me. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. Leave us a comment. Show us some love. Thanks to producer Sosa for producing the show, and we are out right now, 2 p.m. Eastern. We are out. We're done. So
hard out.
Hard out. Later. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys.